Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is your Blog Talk Radio show program. It is Kingdom Advancement, and this is your host, Sister Lisa Cox, Prophetess Lisa Cox. I'm glad that you joined me this morning. Listen, I only have a short time right now, and, you know, it's usually this day that we want to take time to relax and, you know, catch up on what didn't get done during the week. But you know what? It is great that we are able to be on this day during this program that you can hear. And so God has something for you. And it's not just any old thing. It is a word that will bless your life. And so before we even get into that word, let me go ahead and pray. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you that you are the Lord God who has made this day, and there is no other. You are the living God, for this is the day, your word says in Psalms 119, that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, we ask you to come, and we ask that your Holy Spirit will move and minister to us, minister through the airwaves to every person that is listening to, under the sound of my voice, to this program. Let this word, Father God, penetrate and go into their heart. This good seed, let it be sown on good soil, the soil be in their heart. Father, have your way, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask, even dream, or even think. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful day. It is the day that the Lord has made. And you heard me say, and we shall rejoice. That's what the Word of God says, that we shall rejoice. It's not for us to be in fear or worry or doubt or unbelief, but it's for us to rejoice in the Lord. You may say, well, I don't have anything to rejoice about. Well, he woke you up this morning. He breathed the breath of life. The Word of God says man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means if God does not speak, and he did not speak, which he has, and he spoke in his word, but every morning he is speaking. You may not hear him in the type of voice that you hear right now from me. You may not hear him audibly. He can speak audibly, but when he speaks, he doesn't speak just to be speaking. There is life in what he speaks. There is life in his breath. He has him in him. There's him, Father God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's not three gods. It is a triune God. Those are the parts of God that function. In the spiritual realm here on earth, Yeshua came and Yeshua went back. He died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And God raised him from the dead. He died on the cross for the sins of this world so that the provision was made that any man who wants to be saved, he can be saved. And that leads me right into what I was going to say. With Holy Spirit coming, Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. And Holy Spirit is who gives us the person. He gives us the empowerment. He's not a force. He's not a thing. He's not, you know, oh, this is my higher power. No, this is Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God that comes to give the empowerment and to work in power and to help human beings on this earth to live out the life that God has already destined from the beginning, that man shall worship and praise me, the Most High and Living God. Now, whether you choose or not, that is up to you, because God gives a choice. He doesn't make anybody love him. You wouldn't want anybody making you to love them. Oh, you're going to love me whether you want to love me or not. No, that's not true love. That's hurtful. That's invasion. That's, you know, somebody forcing themselves upon you, and you're not, no, let me, I don't even know you. I don't know who you are. And that leads right into what I'm going to talk about and preach today. It's true salvation. Father God has given true salvation, and true salvation is his son. His son, and he does have a son. He said he has a son. And God does not lie. So if you're listening to me today and you're saying, oh, there's no begotten son of God, God is the living God. He has his names that he teaches us. We don't apply the names that we think he is to him. We speak who he teaches us through and by his Spirit, Holy Spirit, who we can only come to understand God by his Spirit. No man on the face of this earth, it's not a matter of whether you have degrees, whether you have accolades, no matter how smart you are or intelligent you are, no matter what background you come from, what country you're a part of, what ethnicity, what class, what color, your creed, no matter how much money you have, it has nothing to do with that. Because when it's all said and done, that is rock and stubble, that's hay and stubble, and it's going to burn up. There's no eternal for that. But the eternal comes from the living God. There's eternity in heaven, and there's eternity in hell. God doesn't send people to hell. People make the choice when they reject his son, and they say, I don't want any part of this Jesus Christ, Yeshua in Hebrew. His name in Hebrew is Yeshua. That is the language that God gave to the Jewish people. They didn't make it up. He gave it to them. God created them as he created every human being, and he made them to be his people and the people who would believe upon his son. And those who believe upon his son, Yeshua is the name. Yeshua in Hebrew, HaMashiach. He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah. He is the one who was and is to come. For God said in his word in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. That's in the beginning. And in the beginning, he's talking about the beginning of this world. The beginning, the very beginning, before the beginning of this world. Because in the beginning is when God says it's the beginning. Amen? It's for us to be in a place that we are people who will be open and who will hear what God is saying. Now, in John 3:16, this is what the Lord says. This is what Father God says in John 3:16. And you can turn with me there. If you don't have a Bible, that's quite all right. You don't have to turn there. You can look at it later. But it says in John 3:16, and this is talking about true salvation. I said that true salvation is not according to what Sister Lisa says, not according to what Prophetess Lisa says, according to what God's Word says. And the Word of God was given by his Holy Spirit. Everything that was written is history, is poetry, is the Torah, which is the instructions and the teachings. It's not law. It's the instructions and the teachings of what God gave to Moses to give to the people. Okay? And continues on. And then there's the Renewed Testament. There's the prophets, there's the Renewed Testament. So in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world, God, that he gave. He's a giver. He's a giver. He's not stingy. His only begotten son, that whosoever, the whosoever is me, the whosoever is you, the whosoever is whoever is in Europe, who is in Asia, who was in the UK, who was in the islands, south, west, east, north, every human on this earth, whosoever, okay, believes in him being the Son, should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, this is verse 17, but that the world would be saved, that what the world through him might be saved. Okay? And it goes on to 18, and it says, he that believes on him, who's the him? It is Yeshua. It is Jesus. Okay? He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not in him already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. He is condemned already because he has not believed in the only begotten Son. This is what God is saying, okay? And it goes on to 19 to say, and this is the condemnation, that that light is come to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds, that means your work, should be reproved. Your deeds, whatever you're doing. Verse 21, but he that does the truth, okay, comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, that they're right in God. It's clear. It's right. It doesn't mean that you have to do works in order to have salvation. Salvation is a free gift. You just heard what I said in 3:16. The Lord said, whoever so believes. He didn't say whoever so does good works, whoever so does the very best and treats people excellently. He said, he who believes upon the Son. The Son, Yeshua's name in Hebrew, means salvation. True salvation is healing, deliverance, and completeness. It's peace. And so if you are willing to give up being unforgiving, being miserable, having bitterness, having resentment, being fearful and scared, all the problems in your life that seem not to be resolved, always having issues coming up in your life and never being in a place of peace, true peace, this is the salvation for you. So what you should do, and what I employ you to do, is to believe upon Yeshua, who is the true Son of God. Say, Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, for I am a sinner. I believe that your Son Jesus, you sent him from heaven to earth to die on the cross for my sins, and he was buried and he rose on the third day. And I want him as my Lord and Savior. I confess him as my Lord and Savior. I cast my cares upon you. I believe he is the Son of God. Father, forgive me for my sins. Wash me by the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross. In every place he shed his blood. Make me whole. Wash me clean. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for delivering me. And I speak to the devil right now. Devil, I am not yours anymore. I don't belong to you. Get your hands off my life, my family, and everything that belongs to me. I belong to God, and I am a child of the Most High God, fearfully and wonderfully made in his image and created for good works. I am, as God says, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that is the prayer that you pray in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer with me, or you prayed it afterwards in the name of Jesus, you are now a child of the living God. You get yourself a Bible, get the King James Bible, and you get the Bible, get the Word of God. You can get one of the other ones. It's a New Standard, New American Standard Bible, which is one that is closest to the Hebrew and Hebrew understanding and what God meant when he spoke his word, because this Bible is a Hebrew word book. Jesus was a Jew. He was not a Palestinian. He was not European. He was Jewish, born to Jewish parents. And he was a Jewish man who followed the Son of the living God, fully God and fully man on this earth, supernaturally followed the ways that God said the Jews were supposed to follow. honoring God in the holy feast days of God and on his calendar, and he did miracles all on the holy feast days and during those seasons. And that is a secret and mystery for another time. So God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you and establish you in his peace. Find a good church, a good home church. Let Holy Spirit lead you to the right place. Ask the Father God to lead you to the right church. Let people know that you have received Yeshua as your Lord and Savior. Do not be ashamed of the gospel or Jesus, because he said, if you are ashamed of me before men, and you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. So don't be afraid to walk with the Lord, but do not deny him. Don't be afraid to preach and speak the gospel. You don't have to be a pastor in order to preach and speak the gospel. All children of God are ministers of the Lord and ministers of reconciliation. You are now on your road of salvation and journey, and the hope of the Lord is yours, and no devil or demon in hell can take that from you, nor the love of God most of all. God bless you, and have an awesome and wonderful week. Bye-bye.
What is this garbage? I don't want this up here. Get out, get this out of here. That's just that one. What are you doing playing that other one?
I cannot believe that I did this. Father, what is that word? I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that.